MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 2, 2025. Health insurance will be providing millions in rebates. American Eagle dominates the Gloucester schooner race. Again, sunny, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:40 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes more than 350,000 Massachusetts healthcare customers will be receiving rebates from several major private health insurers under a state law requiring them to spend a majority of premiums on medical services. That's according to the Healey administration that recently announced a review by the State Division of Insurance determined that five of the state's health insurance carriers had medical loss ratios lower than the required threshold and must return $75.6 million to ratepayers. Those companies are Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Massachusetts HMO Blue, Inc., Fallon Community Health Plan, Inc., Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, Mass General Brigham Healthcare Plan, and United Healthcare Insurance Company, according to the agency. Gloucester Times reports the American Eagle kept its grip on the Esperanto Cup at the 41st Annual Gloucester Schooner Festival over the weekend. The American Eagle again captured the marquee Mayor's Race, winning the Esperanto Cup for large and medium schooners, finishing in 2 hours 49 minutes. That was about an hour faster than the runner-up Gloucester flagship Adventure that finished in 3:50 after placing third last year. First-time festival attendee Tabor Boy from Marion finished third at 3:50. American Eagle, a National Historic Landmark like Adventure, was the last fishing schooner built in Gloucester when it was launched as the Andrew and Rosalie in 1930. The Rockland, Maine ported schooner is also a perennial winner of the festival's Esperanto Cup. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport's Mayor Sean Reardon explains that the Newburyport Police Department has implemented the Code Red system to alert residents and the community when there's an immediate safety threat at the hospital and or around the city.
The one thing on the city side, when there is an incident where there could be a safety concern of maybe a patient wandering away from the hospital, how do we notify the neighborhood as quickly as possible that there could be some emergency happening either at the hospital or could be spilling out into the neighborhood? And one thing that we're doing, and I credit Marshall Simmons for this because he's been doing assignments for this because he's been doing it since he took office, but he is very open to increasing communication in different ways to the community. And one of them is using our Code Red system, right? And that's our reverse 911. First, I'm going to tell everyone should sign up for this. So we actually just used it this summer a couple different times around road closures for different events, right? And you might have got a text on your phone, you might have got an email, you might have got a buzz on your phone, but it's an immediate alert sent out by the police department to let you know if something's happening. Now, we can actually geofence those types of alerts, and so in this case for Anna Jakes Hospital, if I can get everyone to sign up for this, then we can actually send out an alert specific to that neighborhood. And then, again, once we know that there's something wrong at the hospital, again, that's a big part of it, is that we have to know something's going on. But then we can send out that information to the hospital. So all in all, it was a great meeting. I'm going to tell you how to sign up for Code Red real quick, because I think every resident should be signed up for this. And you got to go to NewburyportPolice.com, all right, /Code Red, right? And once you go there, it is very easy. It took me 2 minutes to sign up last night, and we did it. We actually talked about it at the meeting, but then we did it, too, to just show people how easy it was to sign up. But then once you sign up for that, you're going to get all those. Now, again, we're not going to use that all the time. We're going to use it in emergency situations or in situations where something's affecting the whole city, like a road race that might be shutting down roads. We want to give people the heads up on. But, again, NewburyportPolice.com/Code Red. Sign up today. Again, we're going to be using it more for getting information out to the public.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. WCVB-TV is reporting that more than $1 billion is still up for grabs as the Powerball jackpot continues to grow. However, one ticket sold in Massachusetts for Monday night's drawing is worth some big money. A ticket sold at Market Basket in Revere is worth $1 million. Four tickets sold in the state also hit for $50,000. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, whether you are an adult, child, longtime local, or new resident, the upcoming Salisbury Days festivities have something for you. The event will span from September 19 to 21 and include a boatload of free activities throughout the town, highlighting the best parts of Salisbury. The events will take place at three locations in town, the Beach Center, Salisbury Square, and Lions Park, giving townspeople a chance to enjoy the areas as well as the events. The events will cater to a range of ages with activities such as a story hour for children and a beer garden for adults. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Swampscott's Ed Toner passed away last week at the age of 81. Toner was a Lynn English graduate, went on to play football at UMass, and then played for the Boston Patriots from 1967 to 1970. Later, he was a teacher, coach, and administrator for the Lynn Public School System. There are several high school boys soccer games on the schedule for today. Gloucester plays at Bishop Fenwick. St. John's Prep will host Milford. Georgetown is at Ipswich. Amesbury travels to Hamilton-Wenham. Essex Tech at Triton. And Newburyport will be hosting Linfield. In field hockey today, Malden Catholic plays at Marblehead, while Danvers will be hosting St. Mary's. The Red Sox beat the Guardians yesterday afternoon 6-4 at Fenway. Game 2 of that series is tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.